I'm at Belfast Model School for Girls today with members from the Northern Ireland Assembly Committee for Education. The committee have just had a meeting with representatives and pupils from Belfast Model School for Girls, Ashfield Boys High School, St Louise's Comprehensive College and College de Firste, who have presented their thoughts as to what makes their schools successful. Today's meeting was organised to help inform the committee on their inquiry into successful post-primary schools serving disadvantaged communities. I caught up with committee chairperson Mervyn Storey after the meeting. Mr. Storey, what are the key messages that the committee have taken away from today's meeting?
Well, I think the key messages are that clearly there are schools who, even though they have many challenges in relation to the socio-economic circumstances that the school is located in, they are able to rise to those challenges and to give to the young people who come through their doors with a variety of complex and challenging needs, they're still able to give to those children an excellent education. And I think that we have learned from those schools particular issues or particular programs or projects or initiatives that they have put in place that they believe have been a part of the success of bringing those children to enjoy a very good, wholesome education.
Okay, Mr. Storey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm now with Caroline from Belfast Model School for Girls and Emma from St Louise's Comprehensive in Belfast. Turning to you first, Caroline, what message do you feel you were able to give the committee today about what makes your school successful?
Our school offers a good education that helps all girls that are different, and having a good community service also helps and gives the confidence to different girls studying GCSE, AS and A-levels. It gives the confidence to then move on to university and apply all the different skills and the knowledge that is gained throughout the school years.
Caroline, thank you very much. Moving to you now, Emma. What are your thoughts on today's meeting?
Well, I got the message across that my school is it doesn't require the 11 plus, it's an all ability school. It has a wide range of courses for people of all abilities, whether it's AS level you're doing or bridging course, which is for her, you could do Her and Beauty, you could do Cope. We actually have 25 courses that you could study at our school. Also BTAC, which is for the ones who didn't get a chance to do their GCSEs, and just basically that it's an all-ability school.
Okay, thank you both very much for talking to me today.